Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of November, we will be exploring the topic, Praising His Worthiness. November 15, His Insistence. Now my soul has become troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came to this hour. John 12, verse 27. One of the admirable aspects of Jesus was his restraint. Having the power to free himself from death, he did not. He restrained himself. Fully capable of destroying the sinful world in order to start anew, he chose the way of sacrificial love, dying for the race that crucified him. He insisted on the path of love versus the display of power. As Philip Yancey points out, God made himself weak for one purpose, to let human beings choose freely for themselves what to do with him. Philip Yancey, The Jesus I Never Knew, Zondervan, 1995. Instead of exercising his power and forcing us into compliance, he chose the way of meekness, deciding to die for us. In Gethsemane, Jesus expressed his anguish of soul as he faced the hour of his suffering. Now my soul has become troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I came to this hour. John 12, verse 27. Surely he could have saved himself from the cross, but he did not. Instead, he submitted to the salvific purpose that his death would achieve. Now judgment is upon this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out, and I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. But he was saying this to indicate the kind of death by which he was to die. John 12, verses 31 to 33. His death on the cross ensured his triumph over the evil one and paid the penalty for our sin. His sacrificial love elicits our allegiance. Yancey explains, Satan's power is external and coercive. God's power, in contrast, is internal and non-coercive. Such power may seem at times like weakness. In its commitment to transform gently from the inside out and in its relentless dependence on human choice, God's power may resemble a kind of abdication. As every parent and every lover knows, love can be rendered powerless if the beloved chooses to spurn it. Philip Yancey, Jesus, Zondervan. God chose sacrificial love to draw us to himself. Dear Jesus, we praise you for your submission to die in our place and for choosing the power of love instead of coercion. It wasn't the nails that kept you on the cross. It was your love for us.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!